It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Women re-entering the labor force, Black people investing, and miners embrace green jobs if they can get them. I'm David Brancaccio. The country's largest coal miners union is backing President Biden's proposed transition to renewable energy if miners are not left behind, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure proposal would invest in the transition to renewable energy technologies. The United Mine Workers of America is backing that idea, but it wants out-of-work coal miners to have access to the new jobs that would be created. Cecil Roberts, head of the union, spoke at a virtual National Press Club event.
We need to provide a future for those people, a future for anybody that loses their job because of a transition in this country, regardless of its coal, oil, gas, or any other industry for that matter.
The union says 7,000 coal workers lost their jobs during the pandemic alone. It's also pushing for investment to develop carbon capture technology, which would allow coal-fired power plants to meet tougher emission standards and keep operating. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Researchers from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York find the number of people looking for work increased between November and March, and the Fed says that increase was primarily driven by women entering the job market. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Women have borne the brunt of job losses caused by COVID-19.
Largely because they were employed in industries that had the most work closures.
That's Yana Rogers at the Center for Women and Work at Rutgers University. She says those industries include hospitality, leisure, retail, social services.
And these are precisely now the jobs that are rebounding.
We still have millions of jobs to make up for, says labor economist Betsy Stevenson at the University of Michigan. She says many women looking for jobs might have trouble finding a job, especially if they can't return to the industry they used to work in.
The businesses might have shut down. The entire industry or sector may have shrunk.
Stevenson says this could be especially challenging for women in their 50s and 60s who lost their jobs during the pandemic and may have a harder time finding new ones. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The AEX stock index in Amsterdam is down 0.7% now. Amsterdam has surpassed London as Europe's top trading center following Brexit. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 0.4% range. Stock in the tobacco giant Altria Group is down 2.3% in pre-market trading now. After the Wall Street Journal reported today, the Biden administration is looking at a rule that would force manufacturers to cut nicotine to below addictive levels in all cigarettes.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Data show that many Black Americans under age 40 began investing in the stock market during the pandemic. This is from a new survey from Charles Schwab and Ariel Investments. 30% of Black investors under 40 got into the market for the first time last year. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
One night last spring, Rachel Tootley was scrolling Instagram, and she stumbled across a story from some random guy about stocks and investing.
That night, I think I spent like 4 or 5 hours going through like every post he ever made because he made it so relatable.
Tootley already knew about stocks. She works for Apple in Atlanta, and she gets shares a couple of times a year.
Like, every time I got them, I would just sell them just to get the money.
But when she came across that random post that sent her down a rabbit hole, the pandemic had just started, and she'd just broken up with her boyfriend.
And so I got all that time back to myself, and I was just like, well, I'm about to try to do something with this time.
That something has been investing. More young Black Americans are getting into the markets for the first time, in part because it's gotten much easier to invest online for free, says John Rogers Jr., chief investment officer at Ariel.
But also, I think what's happened this last year, of course, was this extraordinary rise in the stock market in general.
Which he says generated a lot of interest from people who'd never invested before. Overall, Black Americans are still less likely than white Americans to have money in the market. But for those under 40, there's no longer a gap, which is a big deal, Rogers says.
Because of the way that African Americans came to this country and the segregation that we faced and all the other challenges that we faced, we are so far behind in this race. And when you don't have multi-generational wealth, you get further and further behind.
And because Black families have so much less generational wealth, Rogers says, historically, they haven't talked as much about how to build wealth. But that is changing too. Nearly 40% of Black Americans surveyed say they talk about the stock market now versus just 10% who did growing up. Tevin Jeter says he never did.
My family and my friends, like, they're living paycheck to paycheck, so there's not a whole lot of excess money to even put in a savings account, let alone, you know, a brokerage account.
But in the last year, Jeter, who's 27 and lives in Nashville, has taught himself a ton about investing. And now he's trying to share what he's learned with his family and friends.
If I can be that person that is able to plant these seeds in other people's lives, then, you know, it wouldn't make sense for me to not at least try.
Because, he says, just a year in, investing has already changed his life. It's allowed him to quit one of the two jobs he was working before just to get by. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And Reddit threads are running hot with talk about buying Dogecoin, a cryptocurrency that hadn't been taken all that seriously. Now, Dogecoin is up 450% since last week. Last week, a Dogecoin was 7 cents. It's now about 40 cents, up 5% today. It was set up as a payment system free of fees. Rival Bitcoin is down 2% this morning at $55,784 each. Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.